Well, welcome everyone to our Campbell Team Monday Night Call Training Series. And I think it's June 19th, 2017. Someone had suggested that I put the dates on some of these calls so that we can kind of keep track of them. I don't know, but I thought it was a good idea. And tonight we are going to learn about the power of the three-way connection call, really, with Christine Abril, National Marketing Director, 100 Club, one of truly, you've got to hear me, you guys, one of the most powerful speakers in all of our company. No question about it. She is someone that I personally esteem on so many levels. It would be difficult to try to articulate them here. She is a personal friend, but she is someone that I use as a role model in so many aspects of my life. Now, Christine Abril has a background as a small business owner, massage therapist, and foot reflexologist. She has also served as an educator and leadership trainer in the massage therapy field, personal growth field, and women's ministry. Christine said yes to Juice Plus 21 years ago, and because of that, she gets to say yes more often in life. 17 years ago, Christine chose the Juice Plus company to be her full-time career focus. She believes that she was called to this work. As a servant leader with the Juice Plus company, she holds the title of NMD 100 Club. She's been given nominations for various Elton Club awards in her field over her 21 years, including the Elton Award recipient for organizational development and 39 Club Member of the Year. You guys, this is very big. We have an immense company with so many fabulous leaders. So to be able to receive this award, I just don't even know if everyone on this call really understands what a big deal that is, but it is. So I'm so glad that she's been honored in this way by our company, because her passion for serving, oh my gosh, it's expressed in her home, community, her team, her career, and serving alongside other life-giving leaders is part of her purpose, passion, and work. Christine says that she is rich in the area of relationships because of her franchise. She calls it pure joy to help another person or family get to say yes more often because of this business. And being a Juice Plus rep inspires her every day. She and her husband get to be work-from-home parents and live into their priorities with their two daughters and family in Carlsbad, California. Her daily motto is listen well, love much, and laugh often. So please welcome my special dear friend and mentor, Christine Abril. Christine, are you there?
I am, Wendy. Thank you for that introduction. It's awesome to be here. Thank you, sweetie, so much.
Grateful. So grateful. Okay, honey, we're anxiously awaiting learning from you tonight.
Awesome. I'm just really thrilled, you guys, and one of my intentions for being on this call when I was talking to Wendy, it's just one of my passion areas. I grew up on a three-way call, and I've been doing a three-way call for close to 22 years. And I learned from Wendy and others that trained me in the beginning, and we've been doing it. And it's so fun. So the intention is for you to take your business personally and how that three-way call can really grow and expand your business to an unbelievable level, and to bring the fun part to gotta do these things. They're so much fun. And then the other piece to this is if you think about, say, a sport, I'm going to pick tennis for a moment. I want to be better at tennis, and yet if I think about the tennis greats, when they are across the net serving the ball over to another peer, that ball looks a certain way when it comes over, and it's so slow to that professional tennis person. However, if you put Christine on the other side of that tennis net, even from her husband, who's good, he's not a pro, he's good at tennis, the ball looks really fast. So tonight, one of my intentions also is for us to slow down a little bit to peek deeper into the three-way connection call so that we can speed up and do many more of them, if you want to. And it is one of my favorite tools. And again, Wendy, thank you for inviting me, and thank you for training me in the three-way call, and thanks for keep doing it with me. I love the three-way call.
I do too.
I love it. I just love it. So I want to say briefly on the top end, I do live in California. I grew my NMD ship in Missouri, and I remember, as I was preparing for today, one quick little nugget about the three-way connect. When I made NMD, I was able to take one of the first dreams off the shelf, and I've done many since then because of saying yes with this franchise, and it was to move to California. It had been a dream, got to, after making National Marketing Director. And within about 3 or 4 months, I had got gone, as I said, to California. And my business was in St. Louis, Missouri, most of my business. And so one of the strategies that we were working on at the time was the coaching, the mentoring, raising our business acumen around our personal franchise, understanding the numbers so we could help people. And I had learned that on three-way connection calls with my sponsor and teacher, Wendy, on the phone. And so I moved to California, and we were running the strategy of the in-home presentation. That was one of them, and the coaching or mentoring session. And so I had been a student learning the numbers, and I offered to everybody on my team who wanted to do a three-way connection about the mentoring and the numbers that I would do it with anybody in my organization as long as we had their sponsor on the phone. And so for 6 months after moving to California, I was a new NMD. We had 16 qualifiers in the organization, and we ran the strategies of three-way connects about the numbers and in-home presentations. And our team went from a 16 qualified business to a 41 qualified business in a 6 month period. And then it kept going from there, ba-doop, 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 kept going. So we're going to slow down so that we can speed up and begin to go, three-way calls are my favorite friend ever. Okay, so that's a little bit about what we're going to do together. And we're going to cover the why, a deeper dive, some tips and success strategies, what I do on them. Every team has their own flavor, their own recipe of how they're going to ask you to consider engaging. Tonight, we're going to hear Christine's, and even inside of the very huge organization that I've been blessed with this business, this team, they have their own flavors as well. So thank you for, just meeting me where I am. And I'm going to first talk about, why do we do a three-way connection? Okay, why do we do them? They move our personal franchise forward. Number two, they're one of the fundamental skills, or I'm going to say superpowers of yours in your daily method of operation. So you want to get good at them because they're a superpower to your business, absolutely exploding. The other why is they connect hearts, minds, and people. You and I are in a people business, so we're going to connect hearts, minds, and people through the three-way connection. They raise your skills. You're going to learn so much when you're on a three-way connection call. It duplicates into the team, people being brought to the story, people being brought to the connection, the story to the people and the people to the story. So they are a huge part of what duplicates and a skill you want to duplicate. So as you get good, it's going to duplicate into your team as well. And it's a place where your team culture begins to blossom. They're going to know your heart and mind. And then the next team member, and I know Wendy would giggle in the background if we could say, when our team member sounds like us, and your friend, the friend of them says, gosh, you sound just like Wendy, or you sound just like Christine. That's because we keep duplicating on the Voxer, et cetera, but on the three-way connection, the verbiage, and I'm going to say the culture of our team. So we want to have a team culture, and you get to as you do the three-way connections. Okay, so that's a little bit about why. I want to go over to a little deeper dive into the three-way connection for just a minute. A little deeper dive, so you can go, let's slow that ball down a little bit more to find out about why these are so successful. It's the power of two people to influence a third person. So you have your amener. You have your next person that's saying, yep, mm-hmm. And it takes the pressure off of one-on-one connecting. So when I'm talking to my friend one-on-one, or my new rep is talking to their mother one-on-one, or cousin or bestie one-on-one, it's a different dynamic. that friend is listening to them like, yeah, whatever, Christine's a massage therapist. Why is she talking to me about these pills? They're listening to one-on-one communication. However, if I switch that to being a connector and having my friend be introduced to someone else, there's now two of us that are connecting with a third person. And that person starts to listen differently because the pressure's off of a one-on-one connection, and we now have an amener or a validator that has come along to build credibility, and they're listening different. They're going to listen to you one-on-one sometimes. They're going to start to tune you out, okay? They start to listen to you like Charlie Brown's parents on the Charlie Brown Peanuts that you get to watch on cartoons. Yeah, where they go, wah, 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 wah. Okay, but if I put them on the phone with a third-party validator, they start to listen differently. Hearts are open. Minds are open. It's a different dynamic. And then this is the deeper dive piece that if I could highlight something, woo, that is like so big to why this is a superpower to your DMO, is this. People want to be known. They want to be heard. And they want to be listened to. And we can provide that one-on-one, However, I want you to think about when there's two of us with a third on a three-way connection, that's now four ears and two hearts that are listening to one other human. And what did I say? People want to be known, they want to be heard, and they want to be listened to. Okay, so that's a little bit about the deeper dive. I thought I would just touch on who do we do three-way connections with in our Juice Plus personal franchise. You can, of course, with a potential customer and a customer, do three-way connections. Of course, recommended, yes. We also do them with team members, and we also do them with team members that have goals to move up. We do it with all of them. We're going to do them all the time with all of them. They're each going to have a different purpose. And we can do the three-way connection on private messaging on Facebook. We can do a three-way connection by text. And we can do a three-way connection face-to-face where my new person that I'd like on my team and myself and my sponsor could meet face-to-face at an event, a salad in a jar, and or we can meet over coffee or a smoothie. Okay, so they can be many places. Tonight, I want to say that the piece that I want to laser in on is on the connection call and the connection Zoom. Okay, and I missed the piece about Voxer is another power play. So before and during and after three-way connections on a call and on a Zoom, you're going to be blending in all those other tools. Voxer three-way connects, coffee smoothie three-way connects, text messaging three-way connects, and private messaging connects. So all of those are tools in your business, and your sponsor will let you know the engagement tools that work best for you and them working together. Okay, so for me, the three-way connect, when I refer to it, I'm speaking about a conference call or a conference Zoom. So we're either on a phone or the Zoom technology where we can see each other face-to-face and share a screen. So some common denominators about a three-way connect is we want to move that person to the next step. Whatever I and sponsor say together and strategize together is our next step. So a common denominator is we want to move. We want to have activity and action to the next step. Another thing that always happens when I do a three-way connect is we invite them to learn, take a next step, and we give it an invitation to an event or invitation with a big I. If you can just think about that, invitation. We're going to invite them to an event. We're going to invite them to learn more. We're going to invite them to be more courageous. We're going to invite them to conference. So the invitation is a common denominator of every three-way connection. We want them to come to something. We come to learn something. And then on those connections, there's various things that you might be doing. So I'm going to point to a reference and resource, the mission-driven model, and there are three places on there where you can find out about the three-way connection. Okay, at least three that I can think about. Two of them are called three-way connections, and another tab is called the invitation to the team. So you've got everything that I'm talking about here today. You've got it structured out by print. You've got a video that explains it. I mean, it's all there in training. And so you've got resources there to go back and take a peek. One of the ways we use the three-way connection is to invite somebody into the team, to build vision, to invite them into the team. And we'll be covering a piece of the Juice Plus story. We'll be covering the team building bonuses. We'll be telling stories and listening to them. So one of the things we do is we do an invitation to the team, build vision with them, hear a story with them. We also do friends and family calls where there might be more than three people, and we're going to go through some information together on a Zoom or a conference call together. And the other key way that we use a three-way connect is the getting started vision building conversation. And we do this sometimes before someone's on application. So very often it will look like we take a 30 or 45 minute conversation where we are building vision, telling stories, giving that invitation to learn more, that invitation to partner, say yes. And then we'll schedule a next call, which is a getting started three-way connection. And if I am the person that's being brought as the validator, I will take them through the getting started sheet, again, on the mission-driven model, and I will build vision and excitement and show them not only a little bit more about the team-building bonuses, I will show them the tools that they are now equipped with besides the tool of team, okay, their energy team that's there on the call with them. I will show them and get them so fired up about what the tools are that if they're not on application yet, we are going to get them on application likely right after that call. So we do it in little chunk pieces. Again, check with your sponsor. The whole point is the three-way call is a connecting point. And those are some of the common denominators of who we do them for and some common pieces that we see. When do we do? Okay, let's switch to the when. Do we do a three-way call? I'd say weekly in your business. You're going to do new ones where you're bringing someone new to the table to learn, and you're going to do them with people on your team, with them bringing new people. And you're going to be doing them with team members and their team members. So weekly. And there's a sheet on the mission-driven model called the DMO Planner. And guess what? There's an entire row that talks about planning your three-way connections for the week. The bottom line about the three-way connections is do them in a car, do them near and far, do them while you travel, do them from a phone, do them from the Zoom, do them from the beach, okay? Some of my friends, you know, they come in on the Zoom and they're at gyms and, you know, on beaches. It doesn't matter. It's that we do them. So the when is weekly in the bottom line, and then as many times as possible. The plan. Okay, I want to talk to you about the plan of doing the three-way calls. Again, on your DMO page, the three-way calls is a prompt. And I'm saying I believe it's a superpower to massive businesses. Anyone in my organization that has a massive business, they have done three-way calls faithfully and consistently. So supercharge and superpower your DMO with these, and you get to decide how much you do them. There's three P's that I just want to share with you that when I'm working with my team members that were duplicating this skill, I do this and then I teach this. So three P's to help us get ready for our three-way calls. And they are plan, purpose, and pray. Okay, plan, purpose, pray. So in the plan, we want to get some connection points in front of the person who we're introducing them to. And what we use is the potential team member profile sheet. And it's on the mission-driven model. And you can fill it in, you can type it in, and or my team members just use that paper and text the data into a Voxer with me. They text Vox it over to me. And it just gives us connecting points and backdrop on the person we're going to get connected to. So the plan is the plan of the potential team member profile. Okay, and I just use the acronym PTMP. My whole team knows what that is, right? So the plan is plan your calls and then fill out potential team member profile and or just text the information over. The purpose, okay, it's important that you strategize with your sponsor about what the purpose and outcome is. And so when you first start doing these, if you're newer, you might get a little nervous. You might go, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to put my friend in front of her. Oh, my gosh, she's going to blow their hair back, whatever, okay? So we want to have a purpose and an outcome and talk. And if we're doing them with our team, we'll, I'll say to them, is there anything else, Melinda, that you want to tell me about this that you think we should do with Tori when we're together? Anything else you want to tell me about? So not only the potential team member profile, what else you got for me, girl? Like a purpose and an outcome. Well, girl, could you tell her about this? And girl, I really want her to go to that boot camp. Can you work out a confirmation on that call, Christine? So my team is trained to tell me the purpose and the outcome. What else? What else do you want? And then we strategize. And then the third P is pray. Okay, so my team knows that I'm prayed up before I go on a call. And my particular belief system, depending on who I'm working with, and sometimes I ask permission, sometimes we're praying on three-way calls, before or after, towards the beginning, end. But before I go on them, I have planned, I have a purpose, and I pray. Okay, so that's a little bit about that call. And then I want to take you over to the role of being the connector. Okay, the connector. One of the most exciting parts of a three-way call is when you get to be in the best role ever, is the connector of putting together your person with the validator, or most of the time it's going to be your sponsor. Okay, somebody in your upline energy team, your upline national marketing director, best role ever. Remember the three P's: prep and plan, purpose and pray. The other thing that I do is I teach my people, and before I go into a three-way connect, here's how I prep to be an awesome connector. I write down these words: like, love, respect. Like, love, respect. And I write some things down. So let's say I'm going to introduce Wendy Campbell, who's on the call tonight, to Jay Martin, the president of the Juice Plus Company. I'm going to do a three-way connection. I am so fired up to be the connector, and I write down like, love, respect. And I just start, whoo, whoo. What do I like, love, and respect about Wendy? Woo! What do I like, love, and respect about Jay Martin? And then we get together on the phone, and I go, okay, I want to take this moment to introduce you to each other. And then I say what I like, love, and respect about Wendy. And I say, Wendy, I want to tell you about Jay. And then I say what I like, love, and respect about Jay. And then I say, Jay, this is my friend Wendy. And Wendy, this is my friend Jay. And then as the connector, what I get to do is literally go on mute. I got a pen and paper. I'm there to learn. And what did I just do? Again, everyone, this is the best role ever. You just opened up the mind and the heart of the people on the call. We are in a space of gratitude because you could not have written down what you like, love, and respect unless you were in the heart set and the mindset of how grateful you were for those relationships. And thinking about what you like, love, and respect got you in a state of gratitude. And you did the introduction. And now you get to go on mute and absorb what's happening and take notes. So the connector role opens hearts. You've introduced them. They think they're meeting like the best rock star ever, because in your mind they are in that moment, and vice versa, and then they get to do their thing. So the role of the connector, again, explained in the mission-driven model. You can find little sheets about your role. I love being the connector. And I'm going to tell you this little hot success tip, because my Juice Plus mom is on the call today. And this works for everyone. Okay, this works for everyone. And yet I have learned so much about life, my team culture, the numbers. I mean, Juice Plus, everything. Graduate school, Juice Plus 101. From being the connector and bringing somebody in front of my Juice Plus sponsor. When I go on that mute and I'm taking notes, I feel like I got a graduate class. So when I say the connector is the best role ever, I hope that y'all will understand that taking your Juice Plus personal franchise personal and doing these three-way calls is so profound, whether you're the connector and or you're the validator, or you get to be the person that gets to receive and gets connected to the people. They are FUN, and they move minds and hearts forward. They take businesses and take them places they could never go, one by one, one by one, one by one. Okay, I want to speak to you briefly the flow of a three-way connection. most of the time I'm on a three-way connection with someone that's a customer that we want to invite to the team and or a team member and or a team member with goals. They all have different intentions. So I'm just going to laser in on when someone is a team member on that call and I'm getting introduced to them. So they're already on the team. Okay, and I'm going to give you like a flow of how I do that. So the connector has connected us. We both think we're both rock stars. We cannot wait to hear each other. Woo! Okay. And so I'm the validator. The connector did that. And now the person I've been introduced to. What I do is I will say to them, oh, my gosh, I am so excited to meet you, Miss Caroline. Please tell me, is there anything at the top of your mind or heart that you want to cover? Of course, your friend is extraordinary that introduced us. I'm so glad you're here. Let's start with you. You got anything for me? Do you have anything for a 22-year veteran that's been helping people write their whole food story? Anything you got? So I let that person that just start if they have something to say. And then I might jot down some notes and say, okay, I'm going to answer that. And then I say, would you share with me, why did you say yes to Whole Food Nutrition Juice Plus? I listen. Tell me, why did you say yes to be on this mission with Miss Caroline? Besides the fact, how could anyone say no to Miss Caroline? But beyond that, why did you say yes to be on this mission with us? And sometimes I'll ask them, what are you passionate about? Because I just want to know. So I ask a lot of questions, take a few notes. And then I say, would it be all right now if I shared a little bit of my journey? Because I really wanted to do that with you, share my journey with the Juice Plus company. May I do that now? Get yes most of the time. And or they have one more question, and then we change to, I get to build vision and tell my story. And then I will cover the team building bonus or some aspect. Then I ask them at the end, and very often for me, I put a pause button on after a minute to three to four, and I'll say, okay, I'm going to pause, and I'll let them ask some questions. And then as we start with switching over to the next part of closing out the call, I'll say to them, tell me what you heard. What else do you want to know? I will give an invitation to some next step, and then I will turn it back over to their sponsor in this way, their friend and sponsor. I will say, first of all, Ms. Caroline is one of the most extraordinary team members. She is servant-hearted. She knows how to support you and get her done. She loves people well, and I'm so proud that she's part of our team. She's awesome. Okay, so you're in great hands with her. And Ms. Caroline, is there anything else you want to say before we finish? Anything you want to say about your dear friend before we get gone? So I'll let the sponsor say something as well, and we may come up with some action items from there. So the thing that I want to say in closing out our time together on this topic, it's one of my passion areas. It's been a strategy for myself and my team for years and years and years. And one of the things that has been really helpful is to go through my calendar as a rep. So you taking your business personally would be looking at your calendar as your accountability partner. And consider looking at your calendar and marking off some openings that work with your life, that work with your career, your kids, your exercise, and your Juice Plus DMO. And start marking off when you want to take three-way connections next week. Just mark them off, okay? And then, whether you're computer or paper, you know, figure out that little system for yourself. Doesn't matter. But figure out when you want the three-way connects, and then go get you some three-way connects. So what I do is I take that schedule, and I pop it over to my team builders that are building their businesses that have my schedule. And some people use other types of calendar. I use Text Boxer, and I'll say, here's my calendar. And people will get back to me and we'll strategize about how long the call is, and we have ways that we strategize around that. And then they provide for me the answers to the potential team member profile, so I have connecting points. And then we either say we're doing a 30 or 45 minute call, Zoom or conference call. So that's how we do that. So my encouragement to you as a strategy is, if you're really going to use the superpower of three-way calls to your DMO and your personal franchise, then one would want to schedule them. Schedule the opening and say, I'm going to get me a three-way call in there. And then go tell the people and then fill them up with your sponsor and you introducing somebody new to the business. So I just want to say in closing, and then I'll turn it back to Wendy, that an action item I would encourage each of you to take from here is to take away a thing or two that may be a blessing to you inside your personal franchise, and to take the challenge to get that potential team member profile off the three-way connections button on the mission-driven model, and go ahead and fill one out, take a picture of it, or text box over your team member that you want to have on your team next over to your sponsor and say, I want to get a three-way call with you yesterday. Okay, Wendy, I'm done.
I love it. Thank you so much. And actually, you know, just today I had one of those fantastic three-way calls, right? And it was actually with a customer, but she was a nurse. And because I'm a nurse, you know, whatever. Anyway, we were on the phone forever because it was so delightful. Written a book. She was a very fascinating woman. I couldn't get off wanting to ask more questions about her. But she did have an issue when we talked about it. But at the end of the call, guess what came up? Come on.
What?
You've got to join my team. You've got to join us because I want to have more time with you. And that happens so often where you think that a three-way call is going to go in one direction, but very often it either opens it up where you then, like even in a customer call, you're inviting them into the team, or maybe it's with a team member who's got something going on, but they end up now deciding, yes, I am going to go to the next convention. And it's just so fun, you can't stand it. And you get so intimately involved with your leaders and their team. Keeps us all connected. And it's never just one person giving out, right? It's the circle of love. I am energized when I get off of a call of any kind. I don't feel depleted. I'm filled up, so never hold back asking for your uplines to help you, because it's a gift to them as well. So anyway, but Christy, you did a fabulous job, but I already knew you would. Thank you so much for gifting us, and I'll let everybody else say thank you to you as well. Hold on now.